Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, Dusko!
Hello, Parch Clara.
Parts! Happy New Year, ha? Ulit?
Oo nga, eh. Puro ganito na lang. Puro season, no?
Isa na lang. Isa na lang to. ACDC Universe. And by the next week, you have a fresh, di ba? Renewed Dusko and Clara, right?
So yeah, mas maganda yon. Pero maganda rin to eh.
Oo nga, enjoy na enjoy, no? So, Parts, siguro dapat magbigay tayo ng test na machinaga natin silang i-review yung orgasms, the SEX of orgasms. Tanungin din natin siya. Listeners, no, this is our invitation for you to write us. You know, your erotica meal, no? All about orgasms. Okay, pag-usapan natin yan. Mm-hmm. And let us know, baka aside from Parts, ano yung letter S? Simultaneous, di ba? Triangulation, aside from that. Ano yung E?
Extended.
At etong pag-uusapan nating X, no? Parts, baka may mga maiba pa tayong ma-discover na klase ng
Marami
orgasm.
Marami pa, Parts. Yung dahil pa, Parts. Just go.
Correct. Kaya nga, we wanna hear your orgasm experience, Parts, no? So,
Parts. At saka, ayaw naman nila siguro, puro si Tito Dusko nila magkikwento ng orgasm niya. Nakasawa, eh. No? Nagkasawa na ako marinig yung sarili ko, eh.
ako naman, enjoy na enjoy akong basahin ang kanilang mga erotica mail. Siguro, okay, as you write as erotica mail, give more attention to the orgasm part. I-describe niyo talaga sa akin. Okay, so, the lesson for this week's season break episode is multiple naman parts. X! Kaya X kasi multiple, di ba? Baka sabihin, bakit no. X multiple? Syempre times, di ba? Multiple, times.
Okay, tama yun, tama.
So, exacto parts, we recorded this episode in January 2022. Uh-huh. Last year. Oo, 2 years ano na. 2 years ago, no? 2 years ago. So, ang maganda dito sa episode na to, meron ding bonus na naman parts, no? Kasi, tinanong kita about the episode before this, absent ka parts. Ito yung, during the time
absent parts, no?
Hindi, minsan lang parts. Ito yung nagkaroon tayo ng COVID scare for you. Pero buti na lang hindi natuloy. Remember?
I remember that.
Miski though. Online, ayaw mo kong mahama. Miski online, ayaw mo kong mahawa. So, anyway, so we had Gabo the episode before. And remember parts yung problema ni Gabo. How do you know she's coming? For somebody like Gabo na hindi masyadong ganun ka experience, di ba? Mm-hmm. At the same time, for a girl who does not know how to communicate, maybe is not also experienced. Para ang laking enigma sa kanya, no? Na,
and gap parts sa dalawa, no?
Oo. And ang ganda, listeners here, hindi namin tinanggal to as we review the episode kasi ang ganda yung lessons na binigay ni Dusko. No? Sasabi ko, Dusko, di ba? Paano mo hindi malalaman na di ako na nagkakama ko kung yung legs ko nag-shake, di ba? Yung mukha ko parts pumapangit talaga, ang umingiwi sa sarap, di ba? Tapos sabi ko pa nga, parts, I'm sure nararamdaman mong ang init ko sa loob, sumisikip ako.
Yun.
So parts, kung ikaw lalaki, di ba, bakit ka pa nabobola na fine-fake lang ng babae yung orgasm? Bakit ka nabobola? Anong problema mo at nabobola ka? Di ba?
Kasi masyado kang bulag sa nakakulong ka sa parts sa paniniwalang alam mo yung ginagawa mo eh. Minsan kasi yung pagkabilanggo doon, ang hirap makawala parts eh. Yung hindi mo alam yung sarili mo. Masakit yun eh. Kahit tayo mga lalaki, ayaw natin tanggapin na mahina tayo eh. Pero once na, mas tinanggap natin na mahina tayo, doon tayo natututo eh. Kasi nakikinig tayo sa mga pangaral ng ibang tao.
Mm-mm. Parang parts na masyado lang silang concerned sa satisfaction nila. Wala na silang, hindi sila mindful of their partner. Ito, classic scenario. Nakikita natin to sa mga movies parts. Yung guy nasa ibabaw na ng babae, nagpa-pump. Tapos, malapit na. So, yung pag-pump niya, ang bilis. Diba? Ang bilis. And then sabi niya, I'm coming. Pipikit pa siya and all. Tapos, nag-gum na siya. Tapos, ngingiti siya sa sarap. Diba? Tapos, anong sasabihin niya sa girl? Nag-gum ka rin ba?
Oh, nakakainis yun, Parts. Nanggigigil ako dun, Parts, sa mga ganun lalaki. Hindi ko mapapatawa
dyan. Anong sasagot ng girl? Oo.
Oo, ganun, oo. Pero pagkatapos, diba? Pagkatapos na laki, magsadya ko lang babae, I'm sure. 100% pagkatapos umulis na laki, magsasarili yung babae.
So thank you, Dusko, for saying that. Ikaw naiinis. Kasi ako rin, women, you know, this is Clara telling you always. Kilala na to ng ACDC Universe. Do not ever fake orgasms. Luging-lugi ka. Okay, fine. May mga excuses naman. Eh, Miss Clara, hindi talaga masarap eh. Para na lang matapos. Pakalaking insulto naman yung dos ko sa lalaki, di ba?
Oo. Mas pangit mo yung mismo sa babae. Kaya hindi ko
yun. Anyway, listen to that. That's the bonus of this review episode. Pero ito, mapunta na nga tayo sa multiple parts, no? So, etong si Alexis, no? Ang ganda, no? So, kumbaga parang an overview, no? So, si Alexis, bago niya talaga na-experience itong multiple, abangan niyo to sa kwento niya, ha? Pag nag-come na siya clitorally, okay, nag-come na siya isang beses clitorally, hindi na siya makakam vaginally. Diba?
Ang galing, so, no? Iba rin,
so,
no?
Iba siya, diba? So imagine mo, doon siya nanggagaling. That's why the moment there's this, you know, fantastic lover who came into her life, ang nangyari is, doon siya naturuan on how to actually have multiple orgasms. Mapaklit man yan, mapavaginal man yan, mapaklit vaginal, diba? Vaginal clit.
Diba? Ganun.
Imagine mo, 'di ba? So, pakinggan niyo ko. This si Alexis, ang ganda. She's such a great storyteller, no? As I was listening to it again, sabi ko, wow, ang galing.
Maganda yung sa personal 'yan, si Alexis.
Naksa, bakit kaya alam ni Dusko, 'di ba? Bakit kaya? Ngayon na ang panahon na tamang panahon na magkaroon tayo ng mga revelations. Oh. Ayan na, hint. ACDC Universe, i-pressure nyo parts ko. Okay, eto na.
Bibigyan ko na kayo tiya parts ang tsura niyan, mistis yan. Yeah.
Well. Sino kaya yung generous lover na nagpa-multiple kay Alexis? Yun yung tagal ko ng tanong eh. Anyway.
Hindi natin alam parehas.
Hindi raw natin alam parehas. Okay, so, abangan nyo pag dinescribe ni Alexis kung paano siya kinain parts. Nilik na raw siya, sinak pa, and hold on to this, hinigop, slip.
Anong parts na?
Oo, talagang sabi ko, wait, Alexis, teka muna, hindi ako makaget. Oh, hinigop ka. Anong ibig sabihin mong hinigop?
Slurp.
Anong ibig sabihin mong sinipsip ka? Oh my God, diba? So, okay, so,
Kinawa.
I'm sure I've gotten our ACDC Universe excited, no? So, ayan na. Oh, so, stay tuned, ha? Tapusin yung episode. Babalik kami ni Dusko. And we're gonna talk more about what we reviewed, okay? So, Dusko, Master Dusko, lead the way, please.
Round two.
You're listening to Adult Content with Clara.
Dusko.
Join us as we get down to talking about everything and anything on love, sex, dating. But really, this is just about sex.
Made by adults for adults.
So now, let's get into this week's hot episode. Hi, Dusko!
Hello, Clara.
Oh, wow. Dusko, na-miss kita. Kamusta ka na?
I'm good. Na-miss din kita. Ganun talaga eh. May nangyayaring di maganda.
Oh, pero maganda na ngayon. Okay ka na ngayon?
Okay na ako. I'm very fine.
Oh, you know what, Dusko? Akala ko, I can go on with an episode without you. Pero I'm sure, napakinggan mo naman yung last episode, diba? Kitang-kita mo naman. Ilang beses ka namin talagang we were wishing you were there.
Oh.
Ano ka ba? Para kang inaantok.
Hindi naman ako inaantok. Meron lang na-bother lang ako sa lumabas na message dun sa baba eh.
Yun lang. Baba nino, Dusko.
Hindi, dito
sino sa... Sino kasama mo dyan?
ako lang, syempre. No? Bawal may kasama, no? Tayo-tayo lang dapat.
Okay, very good. Oh, anyway, napakinggan mo yung last episode, I'm sure. What can you say about it? Naku, humihingi ako ng approval sa'yo eh, no?
Ayos naman. Pero meron tayong mga babalikan para at least mapanatag yung loob ni Gabo, di ba? Parang need niya na talaga ng ano yun, ng
ay, nako. Oh, you said it. Actually, gustong-gusto nga ni Gabo na makilala ka, no? So sabi ko, sige, bibigay ko na lang sa iyo number ni Dusko, kayong dalawa mag-usap. But anyway, Dusko, I must apologize. Nax, apologize, no? Biglang naging tameme si Clara. It's just that I realize also na masyado naman naming sinaykologize si Gabo. Palibasa, kausap niya dalawang babae eh, no?
Oh, na pinagtulungan niya maigi, kawawa naman.
Kaya nga dapat nandun ka para naging kakampi ka. But seriously, I thought we were using too much of our heads, no? Sabi mo nga may dalawang puso, no?
Oo.
Puso sa taas, puso sa baba.
Tama.
And I thought our last discussion was masyadong puso sa taas, no? That's why, ito, which is the best time, best opportunity, kung nandun ka sa episode na yon at yung problema nga ni Gabo, dinulog niya sa'yo, anong masasabi mo sa kanya? Tatanda mo ba yung problema niya?
Oo, it's about paano mo malalaman kung nagkakam yung babae, right?
Correct. Saan ka nagpunta at bigla kang nawala? Dusko, may kasama ka dyan eh. Ano ba?
Wala, syempre. Wala. Tayo-tayo lang.
Oh, Dusko, actually, labong-labo ako doon sa problema ni Gabo. And I was very honest. I told him, Gabo, ano ba yan? Parang hindi ko mag-gets that, number one, okay, pwedeng hindi niya alam kung nagkakam nga yung girlfriend niya, right?
Palaisipan din sa akin, paano niyang di malalaman na hindi nagkakam? Siya mismo
okay,
lalaki.
Sis. Sagutin mo nga. Kasi, hindi, pero okay. Pangalawa, may isa pang pangalawang enigmatic problem doon eh, Dusko. Sabi nung babae raw sa kanya, I don't know, I think so. Parang the girl mismo doesn't know whether she came or not. And doon ako labong-labo. So, dalawa yan. Sige, Dusko, I wanna hear you. Unang-una, are there signs that, you know, Gabo can know that really his girlfriend is coming?
Hindi, unang-una kasi yung body language ng babae. It's either pag kinakain mo siya, iba yung ano yung galaw ng katawan niya. Pangalawa, uungol yung babae. Normally, normally pag nakikipag-sex ka, padating na yung babae. Saan magsasabi yung, I'm coming eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pag ang babae, nagmamadali at pinapatapos ka na, ibig sabihin, hindi siya nag-i-enjoy. Gusto niya katin yung sex session niyo. Gusto niya umuwi sa bahay nila.
Mm-hmm.
So para sa lalaki, para malaman niya, dapat may maramdaman siyang fluid na lumalabas sa pusi ng babae. It's either malabnow na malamig o malabnow na mainit. Parang ano na siya, malapot lang siya konti sa tubig, yun ang vaginal cam. Pangalawa doon yung shaking of legs. Sa ibang level naman, na pagka sobra kayong ma-intense at araw-araw nagsisex, tumatayo yung anit mo.
Anit ng babae.
Kasi sobrang cam na eh. Yun yung mga palatandaan.
So maganda pala hawak-hawak ng lalaki yung ulo ng babae. Of course, lovingly, lightly. Ganun ba?
Oh, tsaka magsasabi talaga ng babae, oh baby, tumatayo na yung mga anit ko. I'm too much cam na masyado na akong dinalabasan ng sobra. Mm-hmm. Nangyayari yan pagka araw-araw kayo nag-sex, tapos puro kayo multiple o kaya super cam. So imposibleng kung lalaki ka, kung sanay ka magpa-cam, imposibleng hindi mo alam. Ngayon kung hindi ka rin gaano marunong, talagang hindi mo alam 'yon. Hindi mo talaga alam. Kasi wala kang kasi ikaw mismo nakakalam kasi partner mo siya eh. Tayo, okay. Tayo, expectator tayo, sinasabihin lang. Hindi natin alam kung yung sinasabi niya is edited. Siyempre, normally, mahihiya siya magsabi ng totoo, di ba? Di ba, pwede naman ganun, di ba, na pwede niyang ayusin. Pero, kung talagang girlfriend mo siya at sanay ka magpakam, masasabi mo na hindi siya nagkakam. Kung nakikita mong hindi siya, yung minamadali niya, sinabi niya okay na ako. Pero actually, ang babae, pag nasarapan talaga, hindi yan umaayaw.
Correct. Okay, so doon ako, sinabi mo to sa start yun yung gusto kong i-clarify lang. Sabi mo, pag kinakain mo siya, pag kinakain ng babae, I guess yung sinasabi mo paglabas ng fluids, dahil kinakain mo yung babae, malalasahan mo talaga, no?
Oh, malalasahan mo. At saka magkasabi siya, I'm coming.
During intercourse, no? Nakapasok ka sa babae, nagka-cum ka, nagsisecrete yung babae ng fluids, nararamdaman ba yun ng lalaki?
Nararamdaman. Kasi malamig lang naman o kaya mainit. Normally, laging malamig.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, malamig yun sa ano. Nararamdaman namin yun. Imposible hindi. Ramdam mo yun. Tsaka ano, at tsaka, iba yung ano eh, iba talaga yung pag nagka-cum yung babae. Kasi siya magsasabi sa'yo eh, mababalidate yun eh, siya magsasabi, I'm coming. Normally, ganun.
Oo. Sige, Dusko, ito ah. So, babalikan ko yung mga sinasabi mo from my own experience para lang mag-validatean tayo. And in the end, of course, our goal is to help Gabo, right? Okay. Because ako, number one, when I come, I feel that my vagina tightens. No? Na para bang talagang sabi mo nga, imagine mo na inaakap ko ng mabuti yung lalaki. Inaakap ko ng mahigpit.
Tama yung sinasabi mo.
Oo. So, in this case, because I'm coming, inaakap ng vagina ko yung penis ng lalaki. Di ba? Ganun ka...
Kaliteral. Oo.
At ganun yung analogy. No? Ganun yung analogy. I'm sure... Nagtataka yung iba kasi, you know, following our episodes, I did say something like, I haven't come vaginally. Hindi po yun issue dito. Kasi ang point dito is, of course, we have done a lot of experimentation na as, you know, as we're doing intercourse, I can be pleasured clitorally. That's why I'm coming during the time that the... You know, that the penis is inside me. Okay yun, Dusko, di ba? Posible yun, right?
Posible, oh.
Oo, posible. So, in other words, my point is, sumisikip, humihigpit yung vagina ko pag nagka-cum ako. Di ba dapat na-feel ng lalaki yun?
Na-feel, oh. Kasi pwede rin kasing habang nagka-cum kami na muscle control mo rin siya, eh. Pag sa vagina, la.
Pangalawa, gusto ko yung sinasabi mo, totoo yun, nag-shake yung legs.
Totoo.
Di ba yung parang, para ka talagang nanginginig. Alam mo yung feeling na ang tagal-tagal mong nakaupo, tapos bigla kang tatayo, suddenly hindi ka makakalakad. No?
Both naranasan sa vagina na tsaka sa saklit. Okay na okay yun.
Correct.
Ang sarap ng feeling sa babae.
Correct. And imagine yourself lying down, pero talagang out of control yung legs mo. No? Talagang nanginginig ng gusto. Again, hindi ba napapansin ng lalaki yun?
At saka ano, at saka una, pangalawa naman dun is, yung titig niya sa'yo iba.
Titig? Okay.
Yung tingin sa'yo ng babae, napakasarap mong tingnan. Ganun ang tingin sa'yo ng babae pag napatapos mo siya. At saka yung ano, yung there is kasi, mayroon kasing tinatawag tayo na reward ng babae. Basta sinabi ko ito dati, di ba, yung sobra kang inaasikaso, lahat. Alam mo yun eh.
Ang after effect yan. Okay, gusto ko yung sinabi mo about titig. Okay, and in take the case of a missionary position. Nasa taas ang lalaki, nasa ilalim ang babae. Meron ba sa itsura ng mukha ng babae na tingnan mabuti ng lalaki, alam ng lalaki, nagka-cum yung babae?
Oo naman.
Ang itsura? Sige, ikuwento mo sa akin na to.
Sayang, no, meron na akong ano, i-share ko yung video at talagang sabi ng iba, yung girlfriend nila gumaganda. Ang experience ko naman, pumapangit sa akin eh. Kasi nga ano eh, yung sumisigaw eh.
Mm-hmm.
Sumisigaw talaga. Kasi dahil sa andam, unexplained eh. Kahit nga ako pag nakikita ko na gano'n na itsura, para bang Naiingit ako, sana babae na lang ako, no? Ang kasap ng napakiramdam niya.
Dus ko, alam mo, ayan ka na naman, tuwang-tuwa ako sa'yo. Kasi I'd like to like agree with that. Actually, isa yon sa mga kinakatakot ko na pag nagkakam ko, pag nagkakam ako, ini-imagine ko, ano kaya itsura ng mukha ko? Siguro ang pangit ko. Kasi pwede, parang pwede. Feeling ko, nakangiwi ako na mukha ba ako.
Sarap,
kulang
pwede,
na lang tumulo yung laway ko na parang tumitirik yung mata ko. Alam mo yun? Dusko.
There's a chance na pwedeng tumirik yung, ano mo, yung mata mo. Dahil sa sarap eh.
Oo. Pero nakuha mo yung point ko. Several times nag-worry ako. Talaga inisip ko, ano kaya itsura ko na nagbuti na lang nandun siya sa pek-pek ko. Kaya hindi nakikita itsura ng mukha ko habang nagkakama ko. But parang hindi ko ma-imagine how it can be really beautiful unless ito yung gusto ko sa'yo. Nasabi mo, yung kapangitan na yon, yung pagngiwi ng mukha na yon ng babae, gustong-gusto mo kasi alam mo na it's because of the pleasure you are giving her.
Oh, yun ang nakaka-inlove doon. Yung nakikita mo na hindi ka selfish sa babae na napapaano mo siya, napapakam mo siya. Yun naman ang maganda doon. Very rewarding sa amin yun, ha? Therapeutic sa amin yun.
Ngayon, okay. Ito ngayon ang problema. Which, sayang wala rito si Gabo. But if you can hear from my last episode, I was quite direct with him, no? Because, ang feeling ko naman, Dusko, pag masyado kang egotistical as a guy, no? And you really care about yourself, technically, all these signs na sinasabi natin, tingnan mo yung mukha, ramdaman mo kung mahigpit ang kapit sa'yo ng vagina, kung nagsishake yung legs, alam mo, all of these things can go unnoticed.
Pwede.
If as a guy, you only think about yourself.
Oh, kasi after nun, pagka nilabas na, tutulog ka na lang eh. Kasi ayos na ako eh. Normally, ganun eh. Yun nagiging problema na ating mga lalaki, naming mga lalaki na after kami mag-come, parang ayoko na, tapos na eh.
Okay, backtrack ka ng a bit. Sabi mo after mag-come. Ako, I would even challenge you, Dusko. Baka nga, even saan? During the time na pa-come ka pa lang, yung talagang yung pag-pump mo mabilis, malalim. Di ba kasi parang you're after your own satisfaction, di mo na siguro napapansin yung babae nun.
Totoo. Normally, kasi gusto mo...
Aming ka naman kaagad.
gusto mo matapos eh. Nakita ko yung psychology na lalaki ni karamihan sa ganyan. Gusto nila matapos agad at saka umuwi na. Pumuntos lang. Pangit na ugali ng... ano ko lang to, ipasok ko lang to ha. Pangit mo yung ugali natin yung mga lalaki yung gano'n. Yung para lang ang babae is parang for pleasure. Hindi dapat gano'n. Dapat talagang inaalagaan ng babae. Talagang inaayos natin. Pinasok ko lang.
Okay. Which is, again, if you remember Sophia, no? Si Sophia.
Yeah.
Sabi ni Sophia, actually, that's the reason why she is so in love. At pasensya ka na, Sophia, I would really define it as love. She is so in love with her partner because she really feels that the partner, her partner, would really be after her pleasure. In fact, sabi nga ni Sophia, natatandaan mo, Dusko, hindi niya nga alam kung nagka-come yung partner niya or hindi eh.
Pero alam ko nagka-come yun kasi nga sobrang dami nun sa kanya, di ba? Hindi niya naman notice.
Pero yun nga, parang doon ko rin naman nagustuhan yung kwento ni Sophia na talagang very conscious yung partner niya in making sure that she's coming. Right? Okay. So
napaka matured yung lalaki. Napaka maunawae. Napaka, basta kung sa toong buhay, maalaga masyado yun. Hindi lang doon maalaga yun. I guess.
So anyway, I hope Gabo, and for sure, hindi man pala I hope, for sure, Gabo is listening to this episode now, no? So, Gabo, no? So, if you have questions, we'd like to hear from you again, no? Pero, yun nga, at least we have treated, you know, this discussion now on a very physical level, no? Para sana hindi na maging wonder sa'yo, no? Whether are you really making her come, or siya mismo, no, would not doubt herself and really, you know, admit to herself that you have made her come. Tama, Dusko?
Oo, tama. Pero pwedeng pag-usapan yun eh. Yung come niya, kahit sino, pwedeng magpa-come. Maliit o malaki, pwedeng mag-come. Pag-uusapan yan.
Speaking of pag-uusapan, okay, let's proceed na to the topic at hand for this episode. What do you have for us now, Dusko? Ikaw ang ano? Ikaw ang taya dahil wala ka the last time.
Hindi, kasi ito meron padala sa akin ng ano eh, ng message. O, pwede kong basahin? Oo.
Oh, sige. Sure.
Mm-mm. Ito, sabi niya, iniisip daw niya, ito basahin ko. Ang iniisip ko, kasi now, can a man with average length and girth give his partner multiple unlimited orgasm? Kasi karamihan sa listeners mo, di naman gifted, sabi.
Mm-hmm. But, may hugot yung kanyang, ano, no? Lalaki yan? Lalaki yung sumulat sa'yo?
Oo. Oh. Ito, sinagot ko siya eh. Maganda yung sagot ko sa kanya.
Anong sagot mo? Okay.
Pwede naman eh, sabi ko eh. Di ba nabanggit ko yung aid? You can use aid, sabi ko sa kanya. Bakit ang mga butch, sabi ko, bakit ang mga butch o ang T-bird o tomboy, masaya naman ang mga babaeng partner nila. Yung mga yan, kung ano-ano ang ginagawa nila, mapasaya lang ang babae. Bakit hindi ang mga lalaki maging ganun? Di ba?
Nice. Tapos,
sabi ko rin dito, sa lalaki, pwede kang magpalagay ng bulitas, humps, sex thing, anything at sa tingin mong magpapasaya sa'yo, na hindi naman maapektuhan yung kasi yung babae meron sarili silang gusto eh. So dapat as partner, dapat pag-usapan nyo yan. Walang problema kung mag-improvise ka sa sarili mo bilang isang lalaki. Kasi kung kulang ang tingin mo sa'yo, kulang tingin mo sa sarili mo, dapat ano eh, mag-improvise ka. Kasi nga yung mga T-bird, yung mga tumbo yung tinatawag, like ubut, nag-i-improvise sila eh. Actually, mas magaling na lovers sa mga yan eh.
Kaysa, creative,
mas creative sila. Sa normal na egoistic na lalaki. Let's edify them. Diba? Magagaling sila. So yun, ang advice ko sa kanya, mag-improvise ka. Gumawa ka ng aid. Pag-usapan nyo na mag-partner para at least maging masaya tayo. Sabi naman niya, itatry daw nila.
Oh, sumagot naman siya. Nag-feedback siya kaagad.
Oh, try daw nila. Ang daming tinatanong sa akin. Sobra. Pagkakwento ko dito, baka bukas pa tayo matapos eh. Kasi parang ano eh, parang session na yung sa amin eh.
Hindi mo pwedeng masabi? Meron ba siyang code name? Merong, or totoong pangalan yung binigay niya sa'yo kaya hindi mo masabi?
Engineer Albert.
Yan. Albert. Code name niyan, Engineer Albert.
I guess civil siya kasi nagkakaintindihan kami.
Okay. So good. Actually, may napinsan niya kung konting hugot doon na sinagot mo naman later on when you were explaining your answer to him. Sabi niya, paano yun? Kasi hindi naman lahat ng lalaki malaki. Hindi naman lahat ng lalaki mahaba. And that is where you said, he can improvise, he can do things that could really assure the girl's pleasure. Right?
Ganun dapat ang mentalidad ng lalaki. Talagang gagawa tayo ng paraan para mapasaya yung babae. Ganun yun. Hindi tayo makasarili.
Oo. So yun ba ang topic natin ngayon? Yun ba yung ano bang pag-uusapan natin
it's
ngayon?
It's about, I think, multiple orgasm, I guess. Tama, multiple orgasm.
Multiple orgasms. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. I love it.
Meron akong surprise sa'yo eh.
Ayan ka na naman, ha? Pero, teka muna. Okay, so, and then, after mo ibigay sa akin yung surprise mo, tsaka natin i-define kung ano ba talaga ang multiple orgasms para hindi nakakalito as we use the term.
Sige,
okay?
Sige.
Sige. Okay, sige. Go ahead, Dusko. Sabi ko sa'yo, ikaw ang taya eh.
Ang surprise ko, si Alexis, 35 years old, senior retail manager ng isang kilalang company sa atin.
Alexis, babae, lalaki?
Babae. Tapos ano
babae!
To?
Babae!
Single to. Wala tong anak ka, dalagang-dalaga to.
Ano
tawagin?
And Alexis is here to discuss with us everything that we would like to know about multiple orgasms. Yun ba?
Yes.
Okay, yes. But, excited
na. Iba di-define mo na?
Ano no?
Iba di-define mo na?
Oh, di-define na. Welcome muna natin si Alexis. Actually, pa-define natin kay Alexis kung ano multiple orgasm. Hi, Alexis!
Hello, Alexis!
Hello, Clara. Hello, Master Dusko.
Bakit naging master ako dyan?
Master talaga.
Oh, master talaga. Kasi parang, while listening to your discussion, parang ibang level to si Master Dusko eh, no? Parang may doctorate degree sa ano eh.
Ang kung po naman yan, no?
Ibang level yung experience niya eh.
Oh, before we proceed to your topic, Alexis, doon sa mga sinabi ni Dusko, ni Master Dusko, nag-a-agree ka ba? May gusto kang idagdag? Meron kang hindi naa-agreehan doon? What can you say about his sharing about knowing when a girl comes and knowing as you are coming likewise?
Okay, for one, when he told about the I'm coming thing, tama yun. Nagsasabi naman talaga yung babae kung nagka-come siya. Kaya lang, siguro may mga instances na baka sobrang sarap, hindi na rin siya nakakapagsabi. But I agree more on what you said na may contraction talaga nangyayari sa loob ng vagina. Kasi
nangyayari rin sa'yo yun, no? I'm sure.
Yes, nangyayari yun sa akin. Kaya lang, if the size siguro is very big, I don't know if mararamdaman pa ng lalaki. Kasi baka wala ng room yung, parang konti na lang yung contraction, yung movement inside na mararamdaman niya. But if the size is medyo on the medium size, mas mapifeel siguro niya dun yung kung nag-orgasm talaga yung babae.
And extreme, Alexis, syempre kung yung size din maliit. Yes. Siguro mararamdaman na humihigpit sa kanya, right?
Mm-mm. How liit is liit? Kasi what if the liit is like an inch and a half lang? I don't think may pasok pa na mangyayari yun. Diba?
Wala. Tatama lang sa ass.
Nagpa-finger ka lang doon, di ba?
Yun yung sinasabi ni Dusko na in the end, kailangan talaga magkasukat kayo. No? Kung baga sa... Okay, please continue. So, screaming, contracting, yeah.
Contracting. I think that's about it. And also, I'm supposed to discuss this later pa eh. Pero, di ba?
Hindi, tuloy mo na. Okay, na-excite na ako eh.
Sige. Kasi ako, tuloy I have no problem having orgasm vaginally. Kaya lang, nangyayari lang yun if I did not orgasm clitorally. Kasi parang so ang style sa akin, normally ng lalaki, pag he's doing oral on me, he's supposed to bring me to the edge lang muna. Pero it's just to warm me up. If I'm about to come na, I'm gonna tell him, oops, pasok ka sa akin, pasok ka. So pag pasok, madalas I tell him, oh, more pa, faster, harder. Kasi parang may inaabot sa loob mo na hindi niya maabot eh. So faster, harder, ganyan. Kaya you tell him to, to put more pressure, or put more force, parang ganyan. So pag nagawa naman niya yun, nakaka-orgasm ako vaginally. So may mga ganun. So those are the parang signs that the man should look out for na pag-vocal ang girl. Sinasabi niya, malapit na siya mag-come, so faster, harder, ganyan. So that's about it. Yun lang yung thoughts ko on orgasm.
Totoo yan.
That's about it. Marami kaming tanong sa iyo. Marami akong tanong sa iyo.
Totoo yung sinasabi niya.
Oh, yeah. And I like it na iba na namang tingin to. No? Okay, una, Alexis, you said, when he's eating you, and then he brings you to the edge, and then doon mo sasabihin sa kanya, enter me na. Yes. Okay, so hinto muna tayo ron. Why? Hindi ka usually nagpapakain to the point of orgasm?
Kasi pag nagpakain ako ng to the point of orgasm, hindi na ako mag-orgasm vaginally. Mahihirapan ako.
Why do you think so?
Hindi
why do you think so?
Pero, I don't know. That's how my body works.
Ang ganda. Dusko ko talagang nalilito rin si Alexis.
Ibang kaso rin to. Makapasok ibang kaso.
Hindi, tuloy mo, Alexis. Sige.
Ayan. Pero may time naman na kahit kinain ako, nag-orgasm din ako vaginally. But it takes time. Although yung ikikwento ko later, parang nabaliktad. Nabaliktad yung body system ko. With the recent guy that I did.
Okay. Ayan, yan. Okay, wait tayo dyan. Kasi i-unpack muna natin yung una mong kwento. Okay. So, ibig sabihin mo also, never ka na nagka-come if from the get-go, sinimulan nyo with an intercourse. Meaning, without eating you, pinasok ka na kaagad ng lalaki, nag-pump na siya, hindi ka magka-come.
Kaya ko. Kaya ko rin. Basta wag mauna yung clitoral.
Kaya mo pa rin.
Kaya ko rin. I don't know. There's something with clitoral na parang siguro, ewan ko, hindi ko rin maintindihan. There's something with clitoral na nahihirapan sigurong mag-recover mo uli yung katawan ko. Parang kailangan medyo mag-slow, mag-facing muna bago makarecover ulit for another orgasm.
Wow!
Iba din siya, no? Iba din yung kaso mo.
Oo, ano mo yun? Ko, samantalang yung iba, pag nag-come na clitorally, sinasabi nila, madali na silang mag-come vaginally.
Oh,
and doon nga, Alexis, if you listen to our episode 2, doon nangyayari ang simultaneous orgasm.
Or maybe,
diba?
Maybe because I have not in the past had a partner na paiba yung na hindi ako na nakain ng gusto or parang ganun. Ang hirap i-explain.
wag na nating balikan itong mga partner na to na hindi nagawa ng maayos sa'yo. Kasi ang sabi mo, may kwento ka ngayon, di ba? With your current partner. Oo, yan. Sige, simula. Dusko, okay ba? Ayan na naman ako. Natatawa si Dusko pag masyado akong nadadala ka agad na echapuera siya. Ano, Dusko, may tanong ka pa kay Alexis.
Wala na. Gusto ko lang marinig sa yung kwento niya. Parang maganda.
Right? Kasi, di ba? Exactly. Sana tayo pareho. Sige, Alexis.
Rounder, ha? But as I go along the story, isasabihin ko na lang. So I dated this guy recently like mga 3 months ago or 4 months ago. I met him on a dating app. So we were chatmates for mga 6 to 7 months before we decided to finally meet up. Sa time na yun, medyo naka-establish na rin kami ng closeness. I felt comfortable with him kasi nga, parang we had that constant communication naman. So, somehow alam ko na yung personality niya if okay or hindi. I liked him a lot. He's very likable, family-oriented, medyo he's rough in some aspects, but he has a sweet and gentle side naman. So, yung meeting namin, parang for me ha, formality na lang siya. Kasi parang it is just to validate yung fondness that we feel for each other. Kung totoo ba talaga. So, we had to meet up. Tapos, I knew that he is an alpha male. Papag-usapan na din namin about yung sex topic. Sa kwento niya, alam ko that he's a well-experienced guy. And alam ko rin na may kalakihan siya. Kasi nasa nababanggit niya passionate. I would say he loves sex. Okay. Ginawa ko lang passionate. Pero, but then, I never felt nastos niya ako sa sex or anything. Pag nag-put has respect for women. So that kept me interested to meet him. Pero what's keeping me from deciding to meet him sooner. What's keeping me from not meeting him sooner? Kasi I have been out of the dating scene for 6 years. So kung ikikwento niya na malaki
six
siya.
6 years?
Yes.
Kaong na.
So I've been out of the date. So may takot. May takot na... nararamdaman ako na baka if I fail, baka mag first attempt ko, I decide rather than live my life wondering. Sabi ko na lang, if it works, then good for me. If it doesn't, then I will just put it as one for the books. Para after all, minsan lang dumating yung ganitong opportunity ba? Or ganito kalaki? Or parang ganun. So, subukan na.
Talagang kalaki. Correct. Go girl. Okay.
So at least marami akong adventure na pagdadaanan. And so we finally met. Attractive siya kasi alam ko na how he looks. May attraction. Attracted ako talaga din sa kanya. And then, what was my impression when I first saw him? Kasi nga, mahaba ang hair niya, may balbas siya.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Matangkad. So yung well built naman yung katawan niya. So if you imagine this beer commercial, may jacket pa siya on his shoulders as he walked towards me. So parang sabi ko, wow. Mukhang kaya ako nitong ibalibag o kaya ihagis-hagis sa kama mamaya.
He was
walking slowly. Sabi ko, ba't parang mabagal? So, mukhang ganun ba kabigat or kalaki yung kargada niya? Baka mapunitan ako. So, I was entertaining those thoughts na somehow it added to my anxiety, pero it also added to my excitement. Kasi, ayun, parang maginoo, pero medyo bastos yung dating with tattoo pa on his arms, diba? So, na may takot na excited. So, kaya lang, what's good lang is parang may contrast kasi to how he looks and his personality. Parang I'm assured naman na he's a ladies man. Kasi nakilala ko na siya through our communication. So, we had dinner. Then we checked in. Kasi parang ano ba, feeling ko doon na rin naman pupunta. I don't like to categorize it as a one-night stand. Kasi may expectation ako na lumevel up yung relationship namin. So, parang we'd like to translate the fondness to physical intimacy. So, nag-check in na kami. He's a great kisser. Makapal kasi yung labi niya. So, when we kissed, at first, it was slow burning. How would I describe it? Siguro yung best word would be intoxicating. Parang nakakalasing yung halik. Ganyan. And then, syempre, we were touching each other. We had clothes on pa ha. Kasi we were touching each other. Syempre, may giggle factor. But suddenly, parang may nahawakan akong malaking ahas.
So, Nagulat ka pa niyan, ha? Sa lagay na yan.
So for a moment, I got distracted na naman. But I did not pay attention na lang. Kasi syempre, mas overwhelming yung arousal na nararamdaman ko from the foreplay. Tapos, when he undressed me, it was another awkward moment for me. Kasi diba, after so many years, it will be the first time I will be naked in front of a man. So medyo parang ang awkward ng feeling. But then, I'm just thankful that he did not make me feel I was lacking. Parang natanggap naman niya yung katawan ko as as it is. So walang insecurities akong naramdaman sa katawan. So ano ba? When he went down on me, grabe, eto talaga. Hands down ako sa talent niya on that department. Diba, I mentioned about his lips being thick. So, syempre yung every kiss that he makes, Ramdam ko. Alam mo, it's very sensuous. Ramdam na ramdam ko dun sa baba. Di ko alam kung ilang tong calisthenics na yung nagawa niya on me. He licked, he sucked, mm-hmm. and I would like to emphasize this word. He slurped. Kung tatagalugin ko, yeah. Slurp. Hindi lang niya ako dinilaan or sinipsip. Hinigop niya ako. So may higop talaga.
Higop?
I promise, promise. You would hear him.
Teka, hindi ako maka-move on. Ini-imagine ko lang, anong ibig sabihin ng higop? Alam mo Alexis, naingit ako kasi inisip ko, nagawa na ba sa akin yon? Ano ba yung higop? Okay, anyway.
Parang
if
sabaw.
You can elaborate a bit more before you proceed para lang maintindihan ko. Dinilaan.
Yeah, I like, word,
ano yun? In Tagalog mo, ganda. Dinilaan.
Sinipsep.
Oo, sucking. Oo. Diba? Pero yung hinigop, oo, ano yung...
It's like ano, soup number 5.
Tawa si Disco. Alam mo yun, di ba? Yung pag mainit yung sabaw.
Hinigop.
Tapos, you would know that sound eh, pag humihigop ka ng sabaw. So, I could hear him slurping talaga all my juices from the clit down to my hole. Oo, ang manyak niya sa baba.
Sobra ka, Dusko, ha? Manyak talaga ako sasabing kong galing. Galing? Ang sarap. Ako ngayon magsasabi na. Parang ang sarap. Okay.
Yung Clary, feeling mo pati kaluluwa ko na
Alexis. Exactly. I agree with you. Yes.
Hindi ko maintindihan kung anong pagkain ako kung mainit na sabaw na hinihigop or isa ba akong kuhol na sinisip-sip. Pero, yun lang. Who would not go crazy with those moves, di ba?
I would definitely.
So, alam ko na that he had a plan how to approach my body. So, when I had my clit cum, he wanted to give me a vaginal cum na. So, magpe-penetrate na siya. Mm-hmm. That time, I wanted to see the fullness of his manhood. Pero, ayaw niya actually. Sabi ko, I wanted to see, it was a missionary position kasi. Tapos, hindi siya sumasagot. Sabi ko, gusto ko makita. Parang ayaw niya. Ako na rin yung sumagot. Sabi ko, bakit? Dahil matatakot ako. Alam mo, matatakot ako, no? Tapos, and then he said yes. And tama, I completely understood him. I think it was a good judgment on his part when he decided not to show me, especially for di ba, for the first time na magkakaroon ako ng ganun, tas wala naman, I've been sexless for years. So, lo and behold, inches by inch, ito kasi, parang may briefing kami na, kasi ayoko talagang mapunitan, Clara eh. Ayoko mapunitan. Or I don't want to imagine na dudugo.
Or sino naman ang may gusto nun? Agree naman ako sa'yo.
Dadalhin ako sa hospital. So, parang, wag na nating i-force ha, pag hindi talaga kaya. So, very conscious ako on what's going on while he's penetrating me. So, nakapasok few inches, about 3 inches, may biglang parang ayun lang, humarang midway. Parang may pinto na nakaharang na hindi na niya matuloy-tuloy. Tapos, we tried. Kaya sabi niya, I saw na ano eh, he gave up na rin eh. Kasi he was afraid na baka daw may na-damage sa loob. Pag try na niyang i-force para his way inside me. Tapos sabi ko, okay. Pero alam mo, that feeling was so embarrassing for me ha, as a woman. Parang super major disaster sa records ko. And I saw the frustration in his eyes kahit he's telling me it's okay. Kasi alam ko he's the type of man who would be so happy giving full satisfaction to his woman. I am telling this not to discourage those who plan to have sex with someone big. This is real kasi hindi naman all bed of roses. Bago ko na narating
Correct.
Yung sarap, nagkaroon ako ng ganito. This is real situation. And I know nangyayari din to sa iba. So that's why I want to tell my story. So, I kept on saying sorry talaga sa kanya. Sinabi ko pa nga na, parang, uy, if if after this you decide not to see me or not to call me, maiintindihan ko. Kasi you can find, I know you're a man and you have needs to be satisfied. Oo, yeah.
Met.
So kung makakita ka ng mas better, maiintindihan ko. And then sabi niya, parang ano ka ba? Parang hindi naman na-define yung pagkatao ko dahil lang I wasn't able to penetrate you. So, marami pa namang chance. Let's meet again. Although, at the back, relieved ako.
Marami pa talagang chance.
Diba? So,
may plano siya.
Pero at the back of my mind, parang sabi ko, sige nga, pag nag-iwalay tayo tonight, tingnan ko kung tatawagan mo pa ako tomorrow or not. Pero, awa ng Diyos. Na, tuloy-tuloy naman yung aming communication and ano. So, when did I have multiple cum? Well, on that instant, meron na. Parang nakadalawang cum na ako sa clitoral eh. Hindi nga lang nangyari yung vaginal.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, syempre, nagkita uli kami.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, it's different. Why? Kasi wala na akong fear eh.
Mm-hmm.
Wala na akong inhibition sa katawan.
Mm-hmm.
To have sex, hindi na ako madidistract. Kasi, nakita ko na rin yung size. Although, the size talaga is very...
Mm-hmm.
Very big kasi yung girth niya is ano, as thick as my wrist. Yung portion ng arms ko sa wrist ko. Tapos ganun. So malaki talaga. So so we're back to the battlefield, no? Parang
it's a battlefield. Let me conquer. Let me conquer Alexis.
Kaya, this alpha male was in an all-out war mode. Tapos isa lang yung objective, and that is to be able to penetrate me fully. So, I know his game plan that time was still siguro the same. Would do clitoral on me. Na, I mentioned earlier, di ba, pag nag-clitoral ako, parang hirap ako mag-vaginal. But I went with a plan kasi the lubrication would help eh. So, mukhang kakailanganin ko yun. So, umokay na lang din ako. So, same, alam mo naman na magaling talaga siya humigo, but I forgot to mention earlier that there's another trick that he does which caught me off guard.
Ano yun?
Kasi di ba yung girl pag sarap na sarap, ang tendency sa katawan natin is we move our body, we arch our back, yung hips natin, swaying sideways.
Correct.
Malikot.
Yung kamay ko, humahawak sa headboard, sa kumot, sa unan, o pati yata yung... Sa ulo ko na rin. So, nasasabunutan ko na rin yung ulo ko sa sarap. But then he said, huwag ka malikot, steady ka lang. And then, what he did was he suddenly grabbed my hands. Pinindown niya ako. Nilagay niya sa hips ko. Tapos, syempre, malaki siya. So, kaya niya talaga not to make me move at all. So, with that, parang nilock niya ako. So, yung ecstatic feeling that I feel, wala na siyang malabasan. Ang tendency niya, mag-concentrate lahat down on my vagina and clitoris. Kaya, with that, with the higop and his tongue techniques, tapos hindi ako makagalaw, talagang sasabog ako. And when I came, talagang my knees were shaking, hindi ko na alam kung tumirik na yung mata ko, hindi ko na rin alam kung anong araw na ba ngayon, nasaan ba ako, parang ganun yung feeling. So when I consider it a multiple orgasm at this point, I think yes na. Aside from hindi lang 2 times or 3 times ako on the clitoral. Kasi that time, I was having my orgasm longer than my usual. Normally siguro kung mag-come ako mga 10 seconds lang. Yung climax talaga ha. Pero with him, parang waves and waves of pleasure na... mga 30 seconds or more yung naramdaman ko with him. So, after that, hindi ko na talaga ma-lift yung legs ko. But then he had to penetrate me. Parang ipinaubaya ko na lang sa kanya na siya na yung mag-part ng legs ko. Kasi sobrang hina na nung nararamdaman ko. And he had to take advantage of the situation na basang-basang-basa ako. So, pumasok na siya.
Correct. Oo,
tama.
Kasi
ito na yung moment of truth. Mm-hmm. Mag-shoot ba o hindi? So, finally, nag-shoot naman. Medyo mahapdi nga lang sa simula. Mm-hmm. Kasi, syempre, pang ilan pa lang yun, pang second time. So, medyo nag-adjust naman yung vaginal opening ko. So, nakapasok. So, the consolation for me is kinaya ko pala yung ganitong size. So, after few pumps lang, medyo, after few pumps lang, nasasarapan na uli ako na may hapde ng konti. And then, parang, I feel like peeing na. Parang nawiwiwi na ako. And then, we just,
okay.
So, we just let it be. And then, yung, napalitan naman yung feeling na wiwiwi na something, ano, something delicious. So, not just delicious, I would say. It's deliriously delicious.
Deliriously delicious. I like that.
Ang ganda ng word. Deliriously delicious.
Oh, delirious. So, yeah.
Like what delirious. I mentioned earlier, for the first time in my life, I did not tell my partner to push more or to pump harder. Unlike with the previous men that I dated na mas normal, mas, you know, the average penis size. Kasi, yun nga, kasi di ba, we're about to reach orgasm, sure, more friction. But with him, so, he just kept on pumping until I came. So, did I have multiple orgasm because of his size? Yes. Of course.
Yes,
I did.
Did you?
Did I have multiple orgasm because of his skills? Also, yes. After my long years off, I did not expect that it will be replaced by something this grand. It was a grand comeback. Oh,
grand.
And well, according to Forrest Gump, then, diba, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're gonna get. So it was a risk worth taking.
Until you eat it. Tuloy mo yon.
Until you eat it.
Hindi mo alam kung ano siya.
That's it. That's my story.
Mm-mm. So, oo. So, teka muna. Tanungin ko si Dusko, Alexis, bago kita tanungin ang mga tanong ko. So, Dusko, ang ibig sabihin lang ng multiple orgasm, so, Dusko, ang ibig sabihin lang ng multiple orgasm is in one lovemaking session, the woman has the capacity to come again and again and again.
Repeatedly.
Na whether merong a minute's gap or maybe even, you know, a few seconds gap, the point is from coming through her clit, then moving to coming to her through her vagina and then again going to her clit. Talagang in one session, tuloy-tuloy siya. Ay, hindi pala, okay, tanggalin natin yung word na tuloy-tuloy, nakakalito. Ilang beses siyang pwedeng mag-come? Tama ba?
Tama, oo, tama.
Yun ang intindi mo.
Yo,
Alexis, in your experience, ganun ba talaga ang multiple orgasms?
Yes,
the way
yes.
I discussed it?
Kasi anything more than one, if it's five na eh, you call it multiple na talaga.
Oo.
Hindi lang yung bigla-bigla din. Pwede rin yung sunod-sunod waves of pleasure. Sunod, mas mahaba.
Correct. Nice. Oo.
Meron akong tatanong. Alexis, ano ba yung size na yan? Gusto ko maintindihan.
Yan talaga ang favorite topic ni Dusko,
Alexis.
Gusto
ko lang malaman, baka, kasi pwede namang 5 inches, makapagpakam niyan eh.
Yun na nga eh, di ba? I also mentioned that nagkakam ako ng 5 inches, ng 6 inches. Well, wala pa akong na-experience na 5, mga 6 inches. Yung sa kanya, about 9 or 10. About 9 or 10.
Aba, pero, malaki nga.
Mahaba.
Mahaba. Pero, and then yung taba, medyo mataba
kasi
rin.
Kasi parang wrist.
Kasi kahit naman maiksi, kung mataba, yung lalim niya, maano yun eh, makukuha niyo yung lalim pag mataba, may stretch yung lalim. So, imbis na malalim siya, bababaw siya kung ma-stretch yung maigi, kung mataba. Kaya okay lang. Okay din na mataba.
Okay.
Wala na
kapagsalita. Actually, Alexis, oo nga. Actually, totoo yung hindi nakapagsalita because sa linaw ng kwento ni Alexis, wala akong masyadong matanong. Pero, meron akong gustong Parang, okay, Dusko, ito naman, intindihin mo kami ni Alexis, ha? Kasi, okay, ako, Alexis, just a short kwento lang of my own experience, right? Ako kasi, at a very young age, I started masturbating already. So, I really know how to pleasure myself, no? And because siguro, as I was masturbating, sabihin na natin isang session sa isang hapon or sa isang gabi, obviously, I don't know, but I thought it was the normal thing na I would make myself come several times, no? So talagang nasanay ako na I could come several times, no? And eventually, when I became an adult, at my coming was not just dependent on myself, but I had a partner who could make me come, ayun na rin, no? In one session, napapakam ako several times, no? And Alexis, I thought it was normal for women to go through that. No, kasi, I mean, if your partner naman is willing to give you all the pleasure you want,
right,
why not?
Right.
Okay. Dito ako nagtaka. At dito ka talagang mafo-floor. Dahil lang kausap ko pa, Alexis, yung best friend ko. Best okay. friend ko, no? At kasama niya yung lover niya during that time. A very new lover.
Okay.
But you know, we're adults, we're quite open in talking. Sabi niya sa akin, sabi niya, Clara, sabi niya, nagtatampo si partner, may gusto raw siyang itanong sa'yo. Sabi ko, ano yun, ano yun? So, nag-usap kami, and sabi niya nga sa akin, Clara, lalaki to ha, na nagtatanong sa akin, ikaw pa nagka-come several times. Sabi ko, oo naman. Sabi kong ganyan, bakit? Eh, kasi itong best friend mo, hindi eh. And talaga nagtininan kami ng best friend ko. At saka sabi ko, ano ba? Ang tagal na nating magkaibigan. Never nating napag-usapan to. Sabi ko, talaga ganun ka? And siya, ang sabi niya talaga, ganun siya, Alexis, sa isang lovemaking session, isang beses lang siya nagka-come. Miski pilitin niya kahit na anong gawin sa kanya, hindi na talaga. Once makakam siya ng isang beses, yun na yun. Yun na yun sa buong gabi.
Ang hirap naman nun.
Diba? Oo nga eh. Parang actually, kailangan pa namin itong pag-usapan ng husto. Pero, let's be happy for her. Natawa ko na. Hindi, you know, let's be happy for her. You know why? Because her partner is determined to change that. Diba? And I really think, Alexis, it's not because of ego whatsoever, but I think, you know, the partner really just wants my best friend to have all the pleasure she could, no? Pero, oh wow, talagang this was such a mind-blowing realization for me, no?
Isa so, lang,
ko,
no?
Ewan ko, ba't mo sinasabing mahirap? Pero talagang ako talaga, best friend ko to, hindi ko alam.
Pinag-iisip ko maiigin yan, eh. Dapat din makausap na, kung ako nung tatanungin mo, masarap kausap na matagal yung mga ganyang cases, eh. O, diba?
Cases.
Kasi ano, ang hirap, eh. Diba? Lahat naman tayo, may kanya-kanya tayong uniqueness, diba? Katulad si Alexis, lunalabasan siya sa 5 inches, sa 6 inches. Diba? Kahit anong size, lunalabasan siya. At least unique din talaga siya. Ibig sabihin ng ano niyo, ang kanyang pussy is nasa medium, no?
Pero ang gusto kong i-congratulate si Alexis doon, kaya siya napapakam no matter what size.
Yes.
She knows her
and
body.
I think that's
very
the
well.
Answer.
According to her, kino-coach niya yung kanyang lover,
galing, no?
Faster, deeper,
yes,
tama
yes.
ba Alexis?
That's
diba
the answer.
Tama.
That's the better ano talaga. When you know your body, that's the bottom line. You have to know your body.
So wow. Oh wow. Oh wow. Oh wow.
Ako hindi, parang wala akong masabi na ano, kasi parang kompleto yung kwento ni Alexis, lahat na
Actually, kaya ako gusto yung kwento ni Alexis because it really gives a story.
Yes.
Alexis, ang galing mo. It really gives tips to couples out there, to lovers out there on how in one lovemaking session there can really be the satisfaction of multiple orgasms. At ang kwento mo kasi, it's not just sticking to one technique. Sabi mo ha, from oral sex to moving into penetrating you, 'di ba? Ang galing, ang galing. Oh, isang importanteng tanong, Kayo pa rin ba? Kayo pa rin.
We still see each other, but I have to admit, meron kaming challenge right now. It's the distance. So, kasi,
meaning long distance relationship.
Hindi naman super long distance. Kasi he lives in the south and I live in Metro Manila, where the epicenter of the pandemic is. So, diba?
The pandemic is, yeah.
If you want to see each other, hindi rin ganun kadali kasi nag-iingat tayo. So, But I'm happy.
Which just makes, I guess, the anticipation for each other a lot better.
And
diba?
I'm happy also to be invited in your podcast. Kasi, you know, your show can be a channel for, it's an avenue to discover and learn things. Marami talaga.
Yeah.
I just hope my story was able to enlighten people also. Na ano.
Oo. Actually, we must thank you, Alexis. Kasi hindi lang to, and alam na to talaga ng aming mga avid listeners. May mga fans na rin naman kami, no? Ang comment nga nila, hindi lang kwento. But in the way Dusko and I would make kwentuhan with our guests, it's not just about knowing the details, but kasi ang point namin talaga, malaman ng iba, diba? Others can say, uy, that could happen to me. Why isn't that happening to me? Di ba parang hindi lang tayo nagpapa-L dito. Wow. Hindi lang tayo nagpapa-arouse dito, no? Hindi ganoon. Excuse me. If somebody says yun lang yung point namin ni Dusko, hindi. It's really us wanting to understand so that in the end, we're one happy world when it comes to sex.
Right. And
diba, Dusko?
I really wish you more episodes na sana you will reach 100 and more. Kasi...
thank you!
It's something very... You really should be thankful that there is a podcast like this.
With that, Alexis, una, huwag ka mag-alala. Definitely, you'll be back on the show. No, may marami kami mga binabalak. You'll be excited the moment we ask you
to come back.
No? And thank you very much. Thank you very much. This was such a good episode. It was such a good discussion.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you. Yes,
bye. Dusko, gusto ko pa ng mga ganyang ano ha, ganyang mga guest ha. So, ang galing,
madaling niya.
Natamimi
lang ako dito eh, ayoko nung pumasok eh.
Alam mo, sigurado ako, Dusko, pagka-air nitong episode natin, marami na naman tayong makukuhang comments, marami na naman tayong makukuhang feedback.
Mag-message lang kayo sa amin.
Oo nga. Speaking of which, Dusko, may binasa ka kanina, right? Meron ka pa bang mga babasahing letters sa'yo?
Meron pa. Gusto mo basahin ko?
Oo, sige. Para maniwala akong may fans ka na rin.
may nag-a-ask kung how to maintain erection sa akin. So, sabi niya sa akin, yung size niya tama lang daw. Pero sabi niya, nagkakam naman yung misis niya. Naniniwala naman ako doon. Sabi ko, to maintain election, kung talagang yung cock mo talagang madali lumambot, sabi ko, bumili ka lang ng rubber na ilagay mo sa balls mo. I think makakatulong yun. Tapos nung ginawa niya, tuwan-tuwa siya kasi daw, sabi niya, tumagal daw yung tigas ng ano niya. Hindi daw niya need ng Viagra o kung ano man iinumin para lang tumigas ng matagal. Sabi ko, okay naman siya.
Ang ganda niyan ha, we can make that one episode ha. Parang gusto kong episode topic natin is how to last the night, how to endure.
How to maintain erection or whatever, di ba?
Ako ginawa akong romantic, ikaw diniretso mo na naman eh.
Babae ka talaga.
Speaking of which, meron akong isa pang nakuhang letter. Actually, ang code name niya is Lip Lock Siren. Because she used siren, I think she must be female, no? She must be female. Okay, so let me read the letter mismo. Hi, I am a listener to your podcast and I enjoy listening to your discussions. Masaya yung kwentuhan nyo, Clara and Dusko. Clara has a vibrant personality. Wow, thank you. Thank you, Liplaco. While Dusko is brusko ang datingan, no? Brusko lang. Pag nagiging super straight English lang yung language that you use, sorry po, medyo nagiging serious yung ambiance. But of course, I understand you have international listeners. Naku, hindi. Liplaco, actually, hindi ko pinapansin ang international listeners. Bahala sila to understand us. No? But eventually, siguro, we can make audiograms out of our podcast episodes. Oh. Pero yes, meron na rin kami mga international listeners. No? Okay, let me continue on. It's also nice that you have guests who share their real stories. It makes your channel authentic and relatable. So keep up the good work. Sana lang during interviews, yung mga guests ay no holds barred in answering questions. Wow, ayan ha. Sana nasayahan ka kay Alexis. No? So grabe yung pagkwento ni Alexis. Ang galing niya. Oh, ito sabi ni Liplaco. Wag na sila kamong mahiya. Di naman sila nakikita. Oo nga naman, di ba? Pero di mo masisisi yun eh. Kasi sometimes, hindi naman sila sanay to actually just tell their stories openly. Di ba? So, okay. Thanks for the hot, fun, and enlightening episodes. We learn and discover from you. More power. Liplaco Siren.
Yeah. Galing.
Thank you, Liplaco. Oo, so...
Galing.
And doon sa wish ni ano ni Alexis Dusko na sana 100 episodes pa yan. People like Liplaco Siren would make that possible, 'di ba? If they continue to give us feedback, to let us know how we're doing and how we can improve pa, 'di ba? Dusko.
Tama. Yes.
So there, Dusko, did you like our episode for today?
Maganda, sobrang ganda. Tahimik na
ako. Kailangan sabihin mo na naman, masarap po. Ano?
Tahimik na ako. Dami kasing sinabi ni Alexis.
Oo nga eh. I liked it. I really liked the episode because sa kwento pa lang ni Alexis, parang kuhang-kuha ko na wow. I am wishing that a lot of women are out there are also gonna say, uy, parang ako. No? Parang ako. And what's even better is, sabi ko nga kamukha ng best friend ko, kung hindi pa sila parang si Alexis, umasa sila na pwedeng mangyari pa yun sa kanila. Di ba, Dusko?
Tama. Hindi pa naman huli lagi ang lahat, di ba?
Correct. Oo. Tama yun. So, ayun, yun lang. And I'd just like to let everyone know, ang ganda talaga ng mga plano namin ni Dusko. For the next episode mismo, we have, Dusko, ikaw na magsabi sa kanila ng topic for our next episode para abangan nila. At dahil this is the first time that we're gonna tell you our planned episode for our next one dahil gusto namin makakuha ng feedback sa inyo. No? Makikita nyo yan sa aming Facebook, Adult Content, Podcast, and then Das Milano and Clara Dolce. Pero sige, Dusko, ibigay mo sa kanila. Ano bang magiging topic natin next episode?
Giving head.
Oh, good. Sarap nun. And me as a woman, I must tell you, I love giving head. However, Dusko, what I found out
no,
is that not everyone
likes
enjoys.
It.
Likes it for a man?
Sa babae, may mga babaeng ayaw nang magbigay ng ganun.
Alam mo, Dusko, kailangan nga mabago yung thinking ko eh. Kasi hindi lang may mga. Baka gusto ko pa nga sabihin, karamihan sa mga babae, ayaw gawin yun. Nalungkot ako bigla, no?
Oo.
So, when in fact, despite the fact that we're the ones giving pleasure to the man, it can also be pleasurable for us.
Parts. Diba? Deliriously delicious.
Wow, sarap.
Masarap na maloka-loka ka pa sa delirious parts eh. No? Parang feeling ko duling ka na hindi
nababaliw na.
Hindi ko maintindihan paano nangyayari sa'yo.
Ay,
sa ito naman yung ito naman parts yung natural high talaga, di ba? Sex can really do that to us, no? Parts, no?
Totoo
hindi
na.
Lang sex, orgasms.
Orgasms talaga.
Can do hindi, that to us. And then parts, ito nga, ang sinasabi ni Alexis, which I think, hindi naman siya kung, ano, parang hindi naman siya challenge or, it's just that it's subject to different interpretations. People may agree or not. Or ACDC Universe, again, sa openness natin, sabihin niyo sa amin, kung sa inyo, ano yung factors. Kasi, sabi ni Alexis, no, review lang natin. Ang factors daw, kung bakit siya, sa tingin niya, was able to start experiencing multiple orgasms. Number one, sabi nga nila, yes, performance, sabi ni Alexis, di ba? Yan yung... Pero sabi ni Alexis, size daw talaga. Size daw ang nagpa-iba ng kanyang mundo parts, no? Haba in girth. You know, she kept on saying about the girth, di ba? Na,
yes. Yes, yes.
Sabi niya, kaya nga natatawa ako eh. Sabi ko, may...
Sapat sa kanya, no? Sapat.
Oo, hindi, anong sapat? Hindi. Parts review natin. Kaya nga iba-iba. Akala ko nung una that she finally met. Hindi, ang sabi parts, correct me if I'm wrong ha, natatakot nga siya kasi alam niya mas malaki sa kanya. Mas ma... But, you know, the lover was able to... Like, really guide her to enjoy it and not even
magaling
think about
lover
the pain.
Niya, no?
Imagine mo, di ba yung, review natin ha, sabi niya, di ba, nung una raw when they were, ano, sexually, you know, lovemaking for the first time, ayaw ipakita sa kanya nung lalaki yung ano niya eh, yung cock niya eh, kasi baka matakot siya eh, imagine mo yun.
Pero kasi, after ano yung I'm not, may natural na kilos ng bayo pag natakot eh. Pasarado yung ano, pasarado yung buka eh.
Ay, hindi, ito pala. Nakakatuwa, no, talagang, pati ako naalala ko. Sabi niya, di ba, the first time that they met, nag-date sila, alam na naman nila na they would, you know, have sex after dinner. Pero hindi siya pinilit nung partner niya na all the way. Kasi nga, di ba, parang, maybe that was also the time for her partner to assess her. Di ba, parts? Kaya the second time they met, alam niya rin naman talaga na they will have sex. Ano na, handa na rin siya. Handa na rin si Alex. Sinike niya na yung sarili niya. No? So, I think, you know, that's a very good lesson, parts, no? Mga supremos, mga diyosas, kung hindi man lang talaga nag-work the first time, at sa tingin niyo naman, gusto niyo ituloy yung relationship, may chance pa, yun nga, isubukan niyo ulit. Walang masama. Di ba? Walang masama, parts, di ba?
So, and we are here na, we are here, adult content, para maka-guide sa inyo, di ba, Bards?
Maka-guide sa inyo at yung naging experience yung ikwento nyo sa amin.
Yes.
Chismose, no? Chismosa.
Dapat i-share nyo yan.
So, naging ano naman, naging matapang si Alexis. Now, very important tip that binigay niya ulit. That hindi siya nahiyang i-coach yung partner niya. Di ba? Sasabihin niya raw, faster, deeper, di ba? Naging ano, no? Naging demanding si Joe sa Alexis.
Ah, sarap eh.
So, you know, I've known of some, nakailang letters na rin tayo na nagsabi na minsan lang sila mag-come, hindi na sila ulit nakaka-come ulit. Even, you know, even for Josas na nagsasabing, hindi pa ako talaga, I think, nagka-come. This episode is really very helpful. No? Very helpful.
Makulong talaga.
Oo, for them. Oo. So, yun parts. Yun ang ating, ayan, looking back at the last, ano, etong episode na to and the last, the are lessons on sex. S-E-X, orgasms. In the style of the ACDC universe. Yan,
ganda parts. In the style of the AC universe. Ang ganda naman.
Diba? Simultaneous. Yeah. Otherwise known as triangulation parts, diba? And then, E for extended or expanded, diba? Expanded. Yes. And then X for multiple or unlimited, diba? Unlimited.
Wow, so, up, no?
Oo. So, yan. Season 1 pa lang yan, Pars. Diniscuss natin lahat yan.
Ang ibigat, Pars. Kaya tuloy maraming natakot sa atin dyan, Pars, eh, no?
And,
hindi kasi kaya nagkikwento, Pars, no? Makes experience natin yan, eh, Pars.
And we had this fantastic Diyosas, no? To really tell us their experiences. So, ACDC Universe, kung may iba pa kayong experience about orgasms, di ba? Meron pa kayong mga tanong, let us know, no? So, that's it, Parts. That's our season break lesson plan. And, ala, ilang tulog na lang? Season 7, Parts.
Oh, season 7. Mas na-excite ako dyan, Parts. Mukhang puro big time na yan, Parts.
Oh, eto na. So, ACDC Universe, thank you for being with me and Dusko in the past 6 seasons and this season break. Tuloy-tuloy lang tayo into season 7. Palawak ng palawak ang ating universe. Di ba, Parts?
Oo,
no?
Oo, lalo na sumisikip Parts. Ano? Dati maluwag yun, sumisikip na eh.
Sumisikip. So, we'll see you next week. Okay. Bye, Dusko.
Bye, Parts Clara. Bye.
Bye, ACDC Universe. See you next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.